This vignette is a sequel to our Boxing Day episode, Dream of Disembodiment. There, we visited the Scions of the Stars in their home. Now, we visit the Bluegills in theirs. Just like last time, this episode is binaural, ideally listened to with headphones or stereo speakers. Enjoy!
Starship Excelsior proudly presents Dream of Disobedience by Alexandra Woodley.
Your Honor, fellow arthropods, we must stop snatching the bodies of other sapients. We must stop politely calling it cohabitation. Each host is a stolen person, and each of us who takes one, a killer. Without hosts, we are small, blind bugs. But that is no excuse. By no precedent, no example, no law, no combination of circumstance is the vile practice we call cohabitation morally justified.
Prosecution objects, lofty rhetoric.
Sustained. Speak plain.
Liam, remember, these are nutrient pits. We make words with pheromones, short thoughts only.
Right. Thanks, Verity.
Yes, Judge. Put short, we must stop taking hosts. We can live in peace.
So you admit guilt?
We admit crime, not guilt.
No, we admit actions. Truth is no crime.
You denounce cohabitation.
We denounced slavery. Our people steal bodies.
You hurled obscene slanders. Your display was pornographic. Larvae were there.
Our warnings are for everyone.
A dozen larvae required psychic care.
We didn't hurt them. The truth did.
You caused a riot.
The protesters were not violent. They freed a host. They didn't harm the guest.
Ripping someone from his own body isn't harm.
It's not his body.
You are entitled to your beliefs, but you impose them on others. The law must act.
Prosecution demands forced starvation.
The death penalty?
For traumatizing larvae? Yes.
Prosecutor, you want us to kill people who killed no one. This is a court of the king and parliament. Only unanimous vote of the jury can force my hand. Defendants may speak, then the jury decides.
Eloquence does not live in the nutrient pits. We are silent.
Wise. Jurors, verdict.
Guilty. Death.
Guilty. Death.
Guilty. Death.
Guilty. No death.
Juror 4? Why?
If we burn heretics, how are we different from the scions we fled?
4, your name?
Janeth.
Janeth. You speak Liberty's core. You have earned your first body. Liam and Verity, in High King Curanus' name, you are guilty. You incited. You distressed. You abetted assault.
Prosecution requests the new penalty.
Agreed. This is a good country. We believe in debate. We love freedom. It is the right to define your beliefs, not others. We want you to learn this. Your crimes are talking. Your penalty is talking.
Talking?
You will both receive bodies, bottom-tier bodies. But you may speak. And listen.
I'd rather starve.
Verity, what? Judge, a moment.
We can't take bodies, Liam. They want to make us phonies. That's all.
But the embodied, on the frontier, if we could spread the word...
I won't be a murderer.
2 weeks. The host's mind won't fade that fast. We'll change things.
If we don't...
We'll leave the bodies. We'll help the hosts escape.
They'll kill us.
Yes. What will make a difference?
All right, Liam.
Judge, we accept.
Good. Prosecutor, deliver them to their hosts. Begin their cohabitation now.
Yes, Judge.
This court of the fifth nutrient pit of Khinjalis 2 is adjourned.
Can you smell that?
I smell.
Air. I smell fresh cut grass and flowers.
And you.
And me.
And do you hear that? It's so pretty.
It's a bird doing, you don't have this in the pits. I think it's called singing.
Is that sunlight on my skin? It's so warm.
All over my skin. Just look at it, Leo. Ow! No, don't look at the sun. Try the bird in the tree instead.
What's a tree look like?
There, to the left of the house. Our house, I guess.
Now I see it. It's so beautiful. I understand now why our people want bodies so badly.
It's everything our kings want us to hope for.
It's also slow murder. We need to remember these bodies are borrowed.
Not borrowed. Stolen. With intent for return. But you're right. The temptation is powerful. Can you contact your host?
There doesn't seem to be anyone home in this head. Though I'm not sure I'm doing it right. Maybe when I dream?
We'll explain it to our hosts as soon as we can. For now, we have to explain it to the embodied. We have 2 weeks to get the word out.
What's this?
A fence. Look, there's a latch.
I can't seem to open it. Maybe I just don't know how to work hands yet?
It takes some getting used to compared to mandibles. Here, let me give it a try.
Look! Someone's coming. That curry vendor got so cagey about this neighborhood.
It's just like the Prime Minister said. The finest topiary in the quadrant.
I didn't think anything would impress me more than those fire sculptures over the capital. But these really are the best hedgers I've ever seen. And I'm English.
Is that some earth thing again?
Excuse me, sir. We need to tell you something very important.
That one is a spitting image of an octopus.
And that one looks just like a windmill. I think it's even turning. How can the Khinjali do this without laser scalpels?
We aren't what we look like. No one in this neighborhood is anymore.
If we could find our missing anthropology team, we could answer a lot of questions about Khinjalis too. It's uncommon for a world that has just discovered electricity to test a warp drive 6 months later, to say the least. That one looks like a pirate ship.
That's what Earth pirates sailed in?
They're not from this planet. Wait, Liam, do you remember hearing about those uniforms?
Those men are from the United Federation of Planets. The good guys. Excuse us. I think we know what happened to your anthropologists.
Why would they let us anywhere near Federation officers? And why not cohabit them?
Too risky. Hello? Please, can you help us with this gate? We need to talk to you.
You know, those remind me of Trill Zeglash.
I'm not familiar. Close to Vulcan Shelats?
Why won't you listen to us? This entire planet is in danger.
A bit, but snoutier, like a Klingon Targ.
Please, this whole city is crawling with Zero. It's an invasion. We crawl into your skull and steal your body and you die, slowly, locked in your own head.
But you know what they remind me of most, Exec?
Some other Earth thing I've never heard of.
Why, yes. Dogs.
Something's wrong.
Hey! Listen! Listen to what I'm telling you!
Do dogs have a big snout and spinal ridges like that?
No, but listen to them. They sound exactly the same.
You're right. The different appearance threw me.
Isn't it interesting, Exec, how nearly every planet has some kind of domesticated animal along these lines?
Even the Orions. Neva had a markedly unpleasant childhood. But she's told me about just a few soothing memories with a saber-toothed jikshek.
Oh?
She called it Fido.
Dogs. Dogs. We're dogs!
What are you talking about?
That's why our hands don't work, Liam. They didn't give us people bodies. They made us pets.
These ones are noisier than I like. And I grew up with a Wheaton Terrier, thank you very much.
I think they're good doggies, just saying hello.
Liam, can you leave your host body?
I can't seem to get my legs working. Am I doing this wrong? The nerves are all so confusing. The host body, my body.
Who's a good doggie?
You're doing it right. We're in dog bodies. And we're trapped.
That means... But we've got to warn them. They're bound to understand something if we keep going.
Why, hello, you two, three happy holy hundreds.
Are these boys bothering you? These good boys.
Not at all, Mom. We're just admiring your topiary.
Oh, thank you. Are you two doggy? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Say, I love you, Mama. Say, roo-roo-roo. Meatballs! Oh, my good boys.
Oh, what you cranky. Is it because you haven't been neutered yet? Don't you worry. We're going to get that taken care of. Snip, snip. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
It's nice how people everywhere love their pets.
Even the noisy ones.
Burial, grab the dogs for me. I have to check the fence.
Mom, you were always the one the dogs...
Burial! No talk back. Now, once they're chained up, there's a family friend I'd like to introduce you to. Her name is Janet.
What's gotten into you? First, Mom forgets it's my Fall's Day. Now, you don't like strangers anymore?
Captain! She's about to infest this girl with another parasite. Can't you see she's not her mother?
Listen, if you don't listen, this girl, then the next block, then everyone, every person on Kinjalis will die!
They're stubborn.
A good trait in any pet.
Sir?
Yes, miss?
These dogs. I'm sorry. My mom,
Is there a problem?
Tell him! Say something!
Trust yourself. Trust your own eyes. Your home isn't safe.
No, sir. I'm sorry. I'll get the dogs chained up.
Is that another one down the street?
Just like Earth dogs. One pipes up and they all get going. Though not to the well-trained ones in my neighborhood, I might add. Now that topiary looks like a Kazon's hair.
I think it's meant to be abstract, sir.
Do you think that one's a giraffe?
Please, please don't walk away. We can still save them.
I'm not sure. Do Earth giraffes have tusks like that?
the other dogs. They're objectives like us, aren't they? Shouting the same warning all up and down the block.
Don't you get it, man? It's all up and down the galaxy. That's the new penalty. That's what they do with us. But maybe we can win this goal.
Feriel, that's your name. I'm not your dog. I can't give your dog back to you, but please. Please listen.
Please. We have to have done this for something. If we can just save you. Please. Please run away.
It's okay, boys. I'm scared too. I'm really scared. But you don't need to be afraid of the spaceman. We're gonna fly with them. We just made the engines. And see what we found? New friends. I'm studying, so I'll get to travel with them someday. So many stars. I'll tell you all about them.
Feriel, time to come inside.
Yes, Mom.
In that episode, Verity was played by MJ Cockburn, Liam, Peter Stein, Jeanette, Mandy Kay, Prosecutor, Melissa Carter, Judge, Tom Antonellis, Captain Joshua Underwood, Gareth Bowley, First Officer Alex Lorock, Samuel Gillis, Jurors, Beth Rambaker, Jim Smagata, and Mike Sorensen, Narrator Mike Hennessy, directed by James Smagata, Executive Producer James Haney, Post-producers Mike Sorensen, Jim Smagata, Matthew Blondin. Artwork by John Boz. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at starshipexcelsior.com/credits. Transcript by Peter Stein. Special thanks Jesse Farquharson, Kenneth Moody, Nathan Pope, and Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial, fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted. No animals were harmed or infested by extragalactic alien parasites in the making of this episode.
This has been an Excelsior production.